I imagine there might be some people listening who said, is she just a shill for the nuclear power agencies? So we better lay out your background and your influences so that people know that we're not talking about someone who's in the pay of nuclear power. Do you want to lay out both your scientific and maybe your job history? Have you now or ever been a nuclear power worker?
I have never received any money from the nuclear power industry, no. I am not really a scientist. I was an electrical engineer, and then I taught high school math and physics for many years. I lost my hearing in 1994, which is pretty hard. You sort of lose your social life, your contact to the universe, and I lost my teaching job, of course, because I couldn't hear the students. So I started trying to write. I thought I would be a science writer. In a writing class, I was given an assignment to a comparison paper. I chose coal versus nuclear for the paper and went in with one set of ideas, how they would compare, and turned out to be totally wrong. It was emotionally challenging. But the people who really seemed to know what they were talking about, the scientists, also said climate change is a really big issue. It's not air pollution, it's not coal miner deaths, it's climate change. And so I began reading national reports, international reports, so trying to read at least the executive summaries of huge numbers of reports and learn more and try to understand both climate change and energy policy. It became my job, I felt, to translate a lot of what scientists said into language that non-scientists can understand. That's what I used to do when I was a physics teacher, and that's what I tried to do, trying to do today around climate change and energy issues.